Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Have you filled out your postcard yet? If not, do so today. Today is Friday, December 9th, 2011, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Management issued a hot board notice on December 7th in regards to the new flight attendant announcement book dated November 30th, 2011. It has been brought to the company's attention that the announcement book has numerous safety-related announcements that differ from the FAOM. The company has asked flight attendants to cease using the gray-shaded announcements in the announcement booklet and instead read all safety-related announcements from the announcement chapter in the FAOM. Please direct all questions and concerns to your domicile supervisor. The implementation of the attendance program provided us with clear-cut rules for attendance providing uniformity and objectivity. An additional constructive step forward implemented in past years and again this year to foster a more positive view of this program is the ability to generate a one-point credit for attendance during the holiday period. We should all be clear that there is no expectation that anyone who is sick come to work during this time. A no-absence period over the holidays would generate a one-point credit to be banked under the following circumstances. If you worked a flight segment and or stand reserve during December 17, 2011 through January 8, 2012, local domicile time, and if you generate zero attendance points as defined in Section 2 of the side letter during this same December 17, 2011 through January 8, 2012 period. The one-point credit will offset the first point generating occurrence after January 8, 2012. There is no expiration date for the one-point credit, and should the segment work during this period experience a delay beyond January 8, 2012, it would still qualify for the credit. At the conclusion of the holiday period, the documentation of the one-point credit for attendance during the holiday period will be by an entry in the work history, that's the FDWH, of the individual flight attendant. Phase 3 vacations were finalized and posted in flight attendants' FDSK screens this morning. As a result, full functionality of the trade board is now operational. Flight attendants may post to advertise vacation trades using PostTrade, P-O-S-T-R-D. Vacation trades must be submitted using DIS star 27874. Once processed, a confirmation meter will be sent to your domicile, and the new vacation periods will be reflected in the 2012 actual vacation section of your VAC bid screen. For specific guidelines for vacation trading, please see our website. Trades with open vacation periods with the company are governed by Section 18G of our contract and are processed by the flight attendant support team. Interim vacation bidding opens at 0800 local domicile time on the first weekday, January 2nd, 2012, of the flight attendant schedule month and closes at 0800 local domicile time 7 days later. If you were assigned a January or February vacation in the annual award, you are not eligible to bid out of these vacation periods by use of the interim vacation bid process. However, you may move a February vacation to any other vacation period wholly within the February schedule month. As a reminder, 2012 is a leap year. The February flight attendant schedule month begins 1/31/2012 and ends on March 1st, 2012 and is a 31-day month. Orders for uniform pieces using your available 2011 uniform point allocation will need to be placed before the annual deadline. We're recommending that you consider placing orders for uniform items before the busy holiday season. The following are important deadline dates and times regarding placement of uniform orders using your available uniform points. Fax, email, and website orders must be placed by 2359 Central Time on Saturday, December 31st. Phone orders must be placed by 1900 Central Time on Friday, December 30th. Uniform points not used by 2359 on December 31st, 2011 Central Time do not carry over and must be used before this deadline. Information on how to order uniform pieces can be found on our website. You may also contact CentOS toll-free from the U.S. at 1-800-889-0331 or out of the United Kingdom, 0800-0515-929. In Germany, 0800-180-8448. Japan, 00531-131519. Or Hong Kong, 800-905-372. Please contact your domicile supervisor or uniform coordinator if you have any further questions. In May of this year, as a result of the harmonization process of aligning policies, procedures, and training, United's Regulatory Training Manual, otherwise known as the In-Flight Operations Training Manual, the IOTM, was revised. This is the document that ensures United's regulatory compliance with the approved procedures and policies that were presented to the Federal Aviation Administration for their approval. The IOTM is reviewed and approved by the FAA. As a result of the revision to the IOTM, training requirements for flight attendants returning from extended leaves of absence and or voluntary furlough are as reflected below. Previous requirements at the United subsidiary to attend initial training following an absence greater than 60 months have been eliminated. Given the company's very recent announcement of their intent to offer voluntary furloughs to 2,100 flight attendants, we've received a number of questions from our members who are currently on voluntary furlough or leave of absence, requesting information about the applicable training requirements should they decide to bid for the 12-month voluntary furlough beginning on March 2, 2012. Requalification training requirements following voluntary furlough and other leaves of absence are based on the amount of time elapsed since the date of last attending annual requalification training and is based on the following schedule. It is important to note that for 2012, the CQ, formerly known as RET, classes will include all of the hands-on training that is normally accomplished every other year in 12 or 24-month cycles. For example, in 1 year we do RAFs, while in alternate years we do hands-on firefighting. For 2012, training will incorporate all aspects of the 24 and 12-month hands-on training. In short, for lapses up to 24 months since the date of attendance at CQ, that is RET, attendance at CQ training and completion of required CBT pre-work is necessary. For lapses of more than 24 but less than 36 months, attendance at a 3-day requalification class and completion of the required CBT pre-work is necessary. Finally, for lapses of more than 36 months, attendance at an 11-day requalification class, which would include 1 day of CQ training and completion of required CBT pre-work, is necessary. Additional information on training requirements is available on our website at www.unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.